Hi, my name's Nick Tan and you're listening to Is This Thing On Podcast number 113, possibly one of the best independent music podcasts on the planet. I'm going to play you some fantastic tracks today, and the first track I'm going to play is by a band I met a couple of, last year at the Bedford Arms, a band called No Snow, No Alps. And I'm actually going to do something I haven't ever done before. I'm going to play you two tracks by the same band. I've been listening to this album. I listened to it, this album yesterday, because a lot of people are starting to send me CDs now, which is, it's much better really than, MP3s are fine, but if you send me a CD, I can play it in my car. I do a lot of driving. Anyway, that's what I did yesterday. So I thought to myself, I can't decide which track I want to play. So I'm actually going to play you two tracks. The first track by No Snow, No Alps I'm going to play you is called Elizabeth Eye. It's absolutely fantastic. And this is how it sounds.
Is This Thing On Podcast.
Take me to a place where I can enjoy the freedom of the best.
Gorgeous, that. Really, really like that. And a fantastic album. And I'm going to play you another track off that album in the second half of the podcast. And the track I'm going to play you next is by a band called Son of Eagle. I played a track of theirs a few weeks ago. And this one is a newer one, I think, and it's called Bones. Now, Son of Eagle, actually, I should have told you a bit about bloody thingy, shouldn't I? About No Snow, No Alps. I'll tell you what, I'll play, when I play the second track of No Snow, No Alps, then I'll tell you a little bit about them. They're from Malta. Anyway, these next people are going to play Son of Eagle, as I said. I'm trying to look at their biography, and it sort of tells a whole big story. It's no good for someone like me with no real great... what's the word? When you can't concentrate on things. See, I can't even do it. What's it called, that thing? People call it. They've got a very low... something or other. Anyway, mine's so bad I can't even remember what the bloody term is. Let me think. So we've got these two guys, Dean Collier and Ben Edmonds, and they set out to create traditional folk meets new folk. I don't know what new folk is. It's not like old folk, it's the new folk. And they picked up a viola player called Sarah Lloyd, and then something else happened and they did something. Anyway, look, just read about it. You can go to Son of Eagle. .co.uk. I think where are they from? They're from Derby. They're a folky band from Derby. That's all you need to know for the time being. Anyway, look, let's listen to the music. This is Son of Eagle and Boat.
Izzy, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On Podcast.
See, how hard was that?
Very.
Beautiful, nice little track there, and that's apparently your new folk for you. I wonder if I could be new folk. I was put on the spot this week, and someone said to me, if you were trapped in a lift with somebody for 2 minutes and you had to describe what you did, what would you do? And I was like, oh, I play guitar and I write songs and if I could just say new folk, maybe that would have been it. Maybe that's what I could have done. Anyway, the next person I'm going to play is this really nice little track. This is called Standing on the Edge of the World. It's by a nice guy called Tom Cross. And it was sent to me by Ambicon Records. Now, it says here, that he is a London-based solo artist. Comes from New Zealand. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Lots of other stuff about the music and what it sounds like. Well, I think it sounds like Tom Cross. I think it's brilliant. Really, really nice little tune, this. And I'll play it for you now. This is Tom Cross, and it's Standing on the Edge of the World. Brilliant.
My name is Ronnie, and I'm listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast from Japan.
Beautiful, lovely little track. That actually, if I wanted to say who it sounded like, they gave me a big list when they sent me the track through. I think it sounds a bit like Bowie, like 80s Bowie. Yeah, I think it's a bit Bowie-ish about that. It's quite good, actually. I used to sort of dread the thought of someone saying, oh, you sound a bit like so-and-so. And I think, no, I want to be completely original. But nowadays, I think, oh, no. Tell me who I sound like. Really, really nice. Very useful. I think it's very useful band because then they can go to find, let's say they sound like U2. They can go to U2 and see who sounds like them and then and then share their fans. Share their fans, that's their way. But it's all about caring and sharing. Anyway, it's been a while.
We're going to have to huddle a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to have to huddle.
We're in public.
I thought you were going to kiss me.
Hello.
So we've had a pre podcast beer, haven't we?
Yeah. It's that time of the week again, friends. Here is Paul Lane and Nick Tan. Unplug the jukebox, baby.
Well, Paul.
It's good to be back.
It's that time of the week again,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is. It's been a while since it's been that time of
it's
the week.
It's been a while, yeah. Because you said to me it was December, and then you looked at the Hungarian and went, oh, I haven't seen the Hungarian yet.
Well, no, I haven't been here for months.
I haven't been in the house for months. No. We've been Skyping, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot over Skype, which isn't the same.
No.
And things have worked out, which means that I can going to be here a bit more often now.
You can.
I live like a 10-minute walk down the road.
You do.
Now.
Lovely, isn't it?
So, yeah, it's all good. So we don't have to rely on Skype anymore, which
no.
I thought was all right, but it was...
Skype's okay,
yeah,
but it does have its limitations, and it means I've got to do a lot of editing afterwards.
Yes. And there was bits that missed out.
Yeah, not good. So anyway, what have you been up to?
Moving house, looking after my pregnant wife, working, and yeah, just all that good stuff, really. Mm. You know,
you had a haircut as well.
Yeah,
you've lost all this sweeping stuff.
Well, when it gets a bit longer, it'll go.
Yeah,
back
yeah,
to
yeah.
But yeah, I have had a trim, you know, nice and easy.
A father look.
Is it
a look a father would have.
I'm getting into the swing of things. Maybe is the dress a bit fatherly as well? Is it?
It's a normal sort of dress.
It's dapper.
It's very. It's a lovely dress.
It's dapper. It's a lovely dress. Yes.
It is.
It's dapper.
It's very fetching.
Yes. Thank you. So how about you, mate? How have you been?
Well, I've been ill.
Mm.
I'm still not the full quid.
No.
I'm still coughing a bit, and I went out today, and still nose running, all that sort of thing. So
it's not good.
No, so it's better than it was.
Good.
Better than it was.
Good. Excellent.
Busy. Always busy.
Yeah, plenty going on. So yeah, I listened to obviously last week's podcast.
Oh yeah, we're gonna run. Oh yes.
Yeah.
I've forgotten your critiques. We've had that for a while, haven't we?
We haven't had anything for a while.
We haven't nothing.
A long time. The last time I saw you was the when we saw the Rising
at the Brook.
At the Brook in Southampton.
Yeah.
And I did a little feature for the podcast then.
How do you think that sounded when I did it?
I thought it was fantastic. Yeah. I was really pleased with how it came out. Yeah, it was great. And I love the fact that at the start of it, we're going to blow our own trumpets a little bit here, but I love the fact at the start that the bit that I recorded at the start of the gig.
Yep.
And you sort of said, are you ready? You know, and the crowd sounded great, and it captured real that gig excitement. And I thought it was fantastic. Mm. I thought it sounded great. And I love the fact that the band, I don't know how the other live track sounded, but it did sound really quite distorted, but I like that. I thought that captured it quite nicely.
Well, I wrote a blog about, I've written a few blog posts recently.
Mm.
One of them was on venues, what venues can do to sort of help artists out. And one of the things was introducing the act. And what I did what I did put down is I actually find it quite excruciating to introduce the bands. I find it quite nerve-wracking.
Yep.
Quite scary to do.
Yeah.
But I still do it because I think it's an important thing to do.
Yeah.
So we've both
done it, and I've done it quite a few times, and it never stops you being nervous. But at the same time, it can be like quite really exciting as well. I remember doing it at Gideon's Demise's album launch.
Yeah.
Just over a year ago, and that was fantastic. They said when we finished the set, go on before we do an encore and sort of say, you know, doing some more. And that was absolutely brilliant. I've never forgotten it. You know, you had 200 odd people going.
Well, when
nuts.
I do it, when I've done it, I've always asked the bands beforehand if they want me to do it.
Mm.
And I always say, look, you're not doing me a favour if you say, oh yeah, I'll let Nick do his introducing bit. It's like, actually, but I don't tell them I find it excruciating because I don't want to put them off. But I think it's important as an artist myself. You go out there, if you can just shuffle on uncomfortably, and then start playing whatever.
Yeah, you've got to announce your
arrival. Yeah,
it's an event,
set it all
for God's
sake. So, last week, what happened
last week? I mean, I, you know, noticed there was quite a few songs that you played last week, and I thought it'd be a bit more beneficial to everybody if I just talked about the tracks that actually struck me in a good or a bad way. So to the people that are listening that were played last week, if you're not mentioned, don't take it the wrong way, but your music didn't do anything for me whatsoever.
But it did something for me, which is what's
yeah, important. I think the worst thing you can say about a bit of music or whatever is if you say it was all right or it was not bad, because that, then it's just not done anything for you. And there was, you know, so the stuff I talk about is the stuff that sort of struck me one way or the other. The stuff that I don't, or I didn't, it washed over me and I've forgotten all about it. Right, What Is Life For was the first band that you played. And I thought the melody and the riff at first actually recalled the Stereophonics. But then it all went a bit wrong, I thought. It sort of tragically went a little bit leather trousers and cliched rock for me, and I thought that was a bit of a shame, to be honest. No, I didn't. Yeah, it was a shame because it started off well, and I thought, I think
it starts off okay and gets better starts rocking. You see, it's like, here we go, let's go, come on, boys, here we go,
Zoshkardo. I like that. That was nice and dark and atmospheric, and I think that was a grower.
Because
I listened to it and it didn't grab me straight away, but you kind of know when you're like, there's something here. If you listened, I'm going to fall in love with this. There's something here that I'm going to really grow to like.
He's actually subsequently sent me a couple more tracks this week.
Oh, great. I'd like to hear those. You know, Shut Up Donny. That was shit. Unspeakably shit. Tinny pop metal for pre-teens, that was. That was nothingness. It was.
They can put that in their bio.
Three and a half minutes of my life that I won't get back, so thanks for that, you bastards. Sand River. You love them, don't you?
I love them. I think they're brilliant.
Now, I've always struggled a little bit with the fuss that you make of them. I always thought they were, for want of a better word, all right. But I like this. I thought this track was probably the best thing that I've heard of this. Certainly the one that I've liked the most.
The thing about Sand River that I like is the fact that it's a guitarist and it's a drummer. And it's not White Stripes.
But exactly.
There's a groove, there's thought, there's passion, there's imagination in there.
Passion, thought and imagination, by the way, that's gone into this home brew.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Nice stuff.
You've done well. Fitting the Conniptions. You've played that song before, and I like it. I like it's quite a cool sort of midnight sort of sound, isn't it? It's nice.
He's a nice guy as well, Wayne. Lovely guy.
I like his voice. His voice sort of reminds me in a way of, and I don't know why, but a little bit of a cross between sort of David Johansen of the New York Dolls. More his talking voice than his singing voice.
Yeah.
And a bit sort of Nick Cave, I suppose. A little bit that kind of...
Yeah.
It might not be Nick Cave I'm thinking of, but it kind of, yeah. It's a cool voice, though. I like it. Reeg, is that right?
Reeg,
that was the best track of the week for me.
Yeah?
Really liked it. Dreamy, there was lots going on.
Yeah, interesting stuff from them.
It wasn't immediate, but there was some, I was like, what does this remind me of? I don't know if you remember it. It was a one-hit wonder back in 1997.
Okay.
Your Woman, the track was called. It was by a chap who went under the name of White Town, and it was number one.
No.
And that was it, and he disappeared after that. But it reminded me of that. Lots of happening. And I went on the website, and there's quite a bit going on, isn't there?
Yeah.
It looked nothing like I imagined either.
No.
I thought it was quite cool.
I think I've had some more tracks from him this week.
Definitely worth a bit more investigation. Really like the Red Stripe track, or Red Stripe.
Red Stripe, yep.
Yeah, that was great fun. And Laura Day, I thought was quite interesting and idiosyncratic.
I liked her.
Your track.
She's quite amazing live, actually, Laura.
Oh, is she?
She's really good live. I played on the same bill as her.
Ah,
and
cool.
She just sits there with the piano and just sort of plays her stuff, which you think. I don't know. I don't think she went down as well. It was at the Talking Heads, actually, as she should have done.
R.I.P.
But I mean, you know, when she was playing and people were sort of talking, because what she plays is quite you have to listen to it. You got to be there.
Yeah.
If there are people making a noise or having a chat and stuff, they'll miss it.
Yeah.
They won't go, cool, this is good, isn't it?
Mm.
And so she didn't go down as well as she should have done, because it should have, people should have just been sitting there. The light should have gone down.
It's concert hall music.
Yeah, and that's when she grabs you. Really good
music, definitely. Your track, I must admit, it wasn't one of my favourite pieces of your work.
What?
However,
it's my favourite song.
However, listened to it again. Yeah. It might be one of those. It sounded better. It sounded like a different song. So I don't know if it was a mood thing or something. But no. So yeah, there we go. So, is this thing on 112 in a nutshell?
Lovely. Oh, that's great. So you wanted to talk about a track. You bought.
Well, I did. I wanted to talk about this section first of all, really. And I'm sort of going to reintroduce it a bit because it's gone missing. You know, we've both been busy and we haven't been doing it. Unplug is you know, unplugthejukebox.com. Unplug the Jukebox is specifically for this section now. I'm not going to be doing reviews on the website or anything anymore, but it will be used as a kind of a backup for this. And and I'll put videos and things on there. But I went through a phase of sort of losing it. I used it for a bit as just an outlet, but it wasn't really an outlet because I wasn't putting anything on there, really, of note. I'm going to be back on there doing bits and pieces to do with what I'm doing here on Twitter and stuff. Decided to, you know, after a lot of thought, wanted to unplug to carry on as this reviews bit on the podcast.
So what will, for people listening for the first time, what is Unplug the Jukebox?
Unplugthejukebox.com is a blog that I started.
But this piece that you're doing, what actually is
summer,
it?
Back in the summer
of
2010.
What's the purpose of it? The
purpose of this was, this section is to review EPs and albums and singles by independent and unsigned artists. Not necessarily. For a while, it was just for bands that are from around here, around Southampton, Portsmouth, Hampshire area. But, you know, I will listen to anything. Anything that's good, anything that grabs me, I will talk about. You know, towards the end of last year, when we were doing them over Skype, I was, quite frankly, reviewing anything that I could get my hands on. And I hadn't really got into it, I hadn't let it grab me, and I was just talking nonsense. Whereas now, I just want to talk about stuff that I'm passionate about, and I'm interested in, and that's grabbed me. So, I spent sort of a lot of the Christmas break getting in touch with a few bands, making them aware of the podcast, making them aware of Unplugged the Jukebox, and I've had quite an encouraging response so far. So,
So it's probably best if people send you a CD.
Send me a CD, or the address is on unpluggedthejukebox.com. Or send me an email, an MP3 on an email. It's unplugthejukebox@hotmail.co.uk. It's a bit different to the old email address, but yeah, unplugthejukebox@hotmail.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
So get in touch with me there. It's not just going to be reviews. I'm going to do more things like the gig feature that I did with the Rising. I really enjoyed that. It's a good fun idea. Something a bit different. And I want to do a few interviews with bands as well, which will be over Skype and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I say, I've had encouraging responses from bands. They all seem interested. So, you know, there should be some more cracking music coming up in the not-too-distant future, right?
And I found, actually, because I've been sent a lot of CDs recently from bands, that although for the podcast, it's good to get MP3s and stuff, download it, you've got more chance of getting played if you send me a CD.
Yeah,
because I can play in the car then.
Mm-hmm.
There's more chance. Plus, it gives me a nice little collection of CDs that I can give away if people are interested in particular bands.
Very good. Yeah,
might do that.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So, this week, I just wanted to talk about Unplug all that, really. So, I was just going to briefly talk about a track that I've been sent by a chap who we've talked about on here before, a gentleman by the name of James Hobbs, who was in. Bands called Sunset Mission, and then he was in a band called These Fine Galleons. And I first stumbled across James when he was in Sunset Mission. We met at an Angry Badger showcase night at the Soul Cellar in Southampton about 2 years ago. Really loved what he was doing with These Fine Galleons, good rock and roll stuff. And they brought out two EPs, which I thought was they were both really, really good EPs. And the second one was a development on from the first one. You know, I felt so. I thought, well, you know, they've now knocked it on the head. I think one of the guitar players has moved to New Zealand, I think. And it's just, it's kind of stuttered, really. So I think it's a bit unfinished business, really, with the band. I think they've certainly got a bit more to offer. But James is doing a solo thing now. He's gone under the name of Eye of the Kite, which I thought was quite an interesting name. And he sent me this track. It was a demo that he sent me. It's called From the Storm. And it really struck me how different it was from the These Fine Galleons stuff. These Fine Galleons were quite euphoric sort of rock and roll. It was feel-good rock and roll stuff. It got you going, you know. Got the adrenaline pumping. This is kind of a lot more melancholic, a lot more reflective It's like the morning after the night before, really. And I think there's something there. I like the vibe to it. I like there's a real sort of wintry feel to it. It's a little bit reminded me of a chap called Sam Forrest, who was a singer in a band called Nine Black Alps. He did a couple of solo albums. Nine Black Alps was quite a sort of pop, sort of grunge band, whereas his solo stuff was far more acoustic, far more stark. And I really like what James is trying to do here. He's got a very distinctive voice, I think, and I think this is a promising start. He's looking to get some more gigs done. His stuff's on Facebook and on SoundCloud, so you can find him on there. And he says he's got about an album's worth of material, and I think he's working with a producer, and an album or an EP will be making its way to a SoundCloud near you soon. So yeah, I have the.
So will you be writing about this on your website on anthologybooks.com?
Quite possibly, or we'll put a link up there on to.
Could I suggest, Paul, that you write a little paragraph, a post on anthologybooks.com, and also you could embed tracks so people can listen, because people are just listening to the track underneath at the moment. You can actually put the track in its entirety on your website.
Well, what people can do is head on over to unpluggedjukebox.com and find out if I've taken notice of what Nick just said. Or had the time to take notice of what Nick just said. But yeah, I have a kite and lots more great stuff coming up. Drop me an email at unpluggedjukebox@hotmail.co.uk. Head on over to unpluggedjukebox.com and away we go.
Job's a good one.
Yeah,
indeed. All right, mate. Lovely.
All right, then. Lovely. I'll see you next week.
See you.
I will be brave.
Lovely. And I'm expecting Paul to be recording another thing next week. Hopefully he's coming over again next Thursday. Right, now, the Penny Red, you've never heard of before. Possibly. Maybe you have. I don't know. We've played them on the podcast before, but they were called The Carousel before. They've had a bit of a name change. They are a folky... Well, they're a band. They're a band, and I think they're from Trowbridge, or around that area, which, if you don't know where Trowbridge is, if you know where... It's near, let me put it this way, down south of England, a place called Stonehenge, which I'm sure many of you have heard of. It's around there. Go north there for about half an hour. I'm actually going to be going there. I'm actually going to be seeing them on Tuesday because I'm going to be playing with Real Raj at the Seend Acoustic Club in Seend, unusually enough. And they're going to be there. So we're going to see them play there. And I thought it'd be quite good if I played their track now. It's a lovely track, this, anyway. This is called Thelma. This is The Penny Red.
She's waiting so patiently. That Posh Bird Again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
And I shall see them on Tuesday. And yeah, hopefully they'll play that. That's a nice little song, that. I like that very, very much indeed. Now, just before Christmas, I did. I do a singer-songwriter thing. But I also play bass with a good friend of mine called The Real Raj. And we did a... I'm still sounding coldy, aren't I? Still sounding husky. Not as husky as I was, but... Anyway, sorry, I digress. Before Christmas, I played a little pub in Southampton called the Shooting Stars. The Shooting Star with the Real Raj. I was playing double bass. And I got chatting to a really nice guy called... called Bobby Good. And really, really nice fella. And we were talking about guitars and talking about bits and pieces. And unfortunately, I had to miss his set, which was a real shame because Raj told me afterwards it was a really great little set. And he sent me a track last week and it's next. And he said, I haven't got anything, you know, proper done. And I said, look, I'll play a demo. The thing is, if the content of something is good, the quality of the recording isn't really that important to me. So I'd rather people just send me stuff. Because if it's good, I mean, I've had stuff of really good recording quality, absolutely awful. I've had some bad tracks recently, actually. I've had some bad tracks in the last sort of 3 or 4 months. Some stuff that I just thought, that's not really very good. Not really too sure about that. Didn't play it. I play stuff that I like, but all beautifully recorded. This one, although he says to me it's just a demo, it is actually quite well recorded, and it's a lovely song. So anyway, let's hear it. This is Tom Cross. He's from London, solo singer-songwriter, sounds fantastic. This is Just Words.
Working up the courage to say something meaningful, but you're so beautiful. Sometimes it ties my tongue. Oh well, never mind. Some words can run away from and it's probably too early to say. Cause nothing turns back into just a word. Nothing turns back into just a word. Nothing's wrong, you'll say I'm fine. just a word. Nothing turns back into just a word. Nothing turns.
Hi, this is Chris from Canada. You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
And thank you, Amethyst. Thank you there. And thank you, Bobby Good. Now, he did say to me at the time, look, it'd be really nice if you can play some double bass. Well, Bobby, I've been playing along, practicing that tune on the Hungarian, which is what I call double bass. And it's sounding good, mate. Sounding good. So you give me the word and I'm there. So if you want to send me some more recordings, Bobby, I can rehearse them all down here and then save up your pennies and I'll come up to London and play for you, or I'll do it for nothing, or I'll do it for a few quid petrol or whatever. So there we go. Lovely, lovely track there. You might have remembered me playing this.
You're listening to Is This Thing On with Kid Russell. Make sure to get my album. Thanks.
And I make the comment afterwards, he hasn't sent me any new tracks for ages. Now, when I first started podcasting way, way back, I think it was 2008, 2009, something like that, Kid Russell was one of the first tracks I got hold of, and I played his track. I think I played it 4 podcasts in a row. It was in heavy rotation, as they say, and I loved it. And always saying to him, look, you know, I chat to him on Facebook and on Twitter and everything, and say, look, man, send me a track. Why don't you send me a new track? Because he's always saying, yeah, I've got a new track, He sent me a new track at last. Now, the good news, there's good news and bad news. The good news is it's bloody brilliant. The bad news is, it's really short. Anyway, it's bloody brilliant. This is Kid Russell, and this is featuring his Homeless DJ. And what's it called, this song? Oh, I better sell it. Better get it right. Broke DJ. It is fantastic. There's a really good video on YouTube, and I'll tell you a little bit about what I'm doing on YouTube after this track. But this is Kid Russell. He's from America. Okay, this is great. It does have swears in it, so if you've got young people around and people of a nervous disposition, there's lots of swearing. Oh, I love it. This is Kid Russell.
Yeah, Kid Russ. True stories of the broken, shameless. DJ Blaze edition. Check it. Yo, well, I met my DJ at a party in Chicago. 10 kegs, college kids, that's how I roll. Original DJ, canceled at last minute, so Blaze stepped in. We've been working ever since, but you should know my DJ don't take requests. Hates top 40, thinks old school is the best. Smokes weed he collects from the resin of friends' bongs and lives on the couch who's ever record he's working on.
My DJ is broke, motherfucker.
My DJ
is no joke, motherfucker.
My DJ
loves music, motherfucker.
But my DJ
is homeless, motherfucker.
My DJ owns 10 pair of clothes. Won't get a real job cause music's his soul. Can't pay the rent but has weed to smoke. Though we ain't made it yet, my DJ always has hopes. Record collection impeccable, thinks Rebel is a vegetable. Even if he books a gig, he's got no car to get there, yo. But still, he's been all around the world cause he's married to the music, so he travels with his girl.
My DJ is broke, motherfucker.
My DJ
is no joke, motherfucker.
My DJ
loves music, motherfucker.
But my DJ
is homeless, motherfucker.
You can catch me slinging beats at the trailer park. I'm selling bootleg art down at the flea market. Anything to put cash flow in my life, cause gas ain't cheap, and I got a gig tonight. But I need a ride cause I ain't got no car. The gig's downtown, man, we ain't going far. I've been my life off the road like a trucker. Like Kid said before, I'm homeless, motherfuckers.
Yo, are you crying?
I'm not crying, you're crying.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear. Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts. Yes, dear. And links to his friends' websites too? Yes, dear. Mummy? Yes, dear. Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there? Yes, dear. What was the address again, Mummy dearest? www.nicktan.co.uk. Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
What a tune. What a tune. What a tune, Kid Russell, all the way from somewhere in America. I can't remember where it was. I could look it up, but I can't remember. I can't be asked. Can't be asked to look it up. What a tune, though, eh? Kid Russell, go to the website, click on links, buy it, just do whatever. Brilliant little track. Now, a little phenomenon that's been sweeping the web, or various parts of the web, depending on where you are. It's been John Gomme. Over the last few months, he had a video that went viral, which means that basically loads of people watched it. It's got nearly a million hits now. And I did a gig with him last year. I was lucky enough to play the Platform Tavern in Southampton. They haven't had me back yet, bastards. I wanted to play there again. But yeah, no joy so far. But anyway, I'm not in a fit... Well, I'm in a fit state to do a little gig on Tuesday in Seend. But I'm not ready to do my big two-hour show yet, which I'm planning to do. Anyway, I did mention something about YouTube, didn't I? Just before that, and I'm even better than that. I've remembered that I mentioned something, and I will refer to it. I got chatting to somebody on Facebook earlier on this week. A guy, I can't remember his name at all, but he runs a website called Make It in Music. I'll put a link up on the podcast website, and we got into a little bit of a discussion on Facebook about what's good ways for independent artists to promote themselves online, and he was suggesting that YouTube's a really, really good untapped phenomenon, and also a place where people go to discover new music. And I kind of got into a bit of stuff with him, going, "Well, I'm not too sure, blah 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 blah." And he was like, "Well, you know, you want to do this?" And I was like, "Oh, well, blah 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 blah." And he completely changed my mind. And in the end, he actually said, "Look, call me. We'll talk about this." And I called him, and he gave me some very, very good advice. And some of the advice, in fact, all the advice I've taken, I haven't managed to do everything yet, but a lot of the advice I have taken on board about how to promote my music, which is what I kind of encourage all the artists that I play on the podcast to do. Don't wait for a deal. It's, you know, it's not going to do you any good. Get out there, market yourself, do it. And if you can't, if you don't want to do it, see if you can find someone else to do it. And pay them and just say, look, promote me. Do this, do that. Or there's lots of websites like this guy, Make It in Music. He suggested some great things. So one of the things that I've done, amongst other things, is I've made a couple, I've actually made three 12-string guitar lessons. Three five-minute lessons. What I'll do is I'll embed them on the website. Shall I embed them on the website? I'll do something. Go along to the website, isthisthingonpodcast.com, and there'll be some reference, something there. And what's going on there? Little thing on Twitter came up there. And I'll put some reference to them. They're a little bit, I don't know, I think they might be a little bit advanced. So I'm going to do some more this week where I'll do some kind of more basic stuff. I've done some picking techniques and some finger picking and some plectrum picking and muting and things like that, and show you how to play a sort of style that I play when I'm playing my songs. So I might put some other ones up. But anyway, he suggested I do that, and it's kind of working for me, which is very, very good. Anyway, the reason I mentioned that, other than just to say, go and watch my videos on playing 12-string guitar, is John Gomme. And he basically just, the whole world, as far as I was concerned, my whole world, everywhere I looked, was John Gomme, Passion Flower, John Gomme, Passion Flower. And this video of him playing, he's a percussive guitarist, kind of a percussive a guitarist extraordinaire. He's an extremely nice guy. He's just a very short haircut as well. And I've got his album, and I just don't want to play Passion Flower. I mean, I played it months ago before it all went viral, because he sent me the track, and that's what I do, and play tracks that people send me that are really good. And then it all kind of got famous for this Passion Flower track, and I don't want to play it anymore. I want to play something else. So what I've done is I've played, in the past, I've played another track. I played Gloria before, which is a really nice track. And this is also a lovely track. It's a great little album, really great album. This is John Gomme, and this, actually, before I introduce this, I'll tell you one more thing about him. He's a percussive guitarist, but all the things that you hear, they're all recorded live. So they're not. He doesn't do any double tracking. So this is all. This is live what you hear now. And as you'd hear it, as I heard it, and lots of other people heard it last year, because he's done lots of gigs last year. He's got a lot more planned this year. And so he does it all as you hear it. No double tracking. It's all him. This is John Gomme. This is a great track. This is Love Proof.
Thank you. Salut, mon nom est Emily et vous écoutez Is This Thing On Podcast avec Nick Tan.
Beautiful. What a lovely little track that was. That was John Gorman, Love Proof. Right, now, at the beginning of the show, I played you a fantastic track by a band called No Snow, No Alps. I met them last year. Where did I meet them? Oh, yeah, another thing I was doing with Raj, playing double bass at the Bedford Arms. I'll send him an email because I keep saying to Raj, oh, I can't get another bloody gig there. Because I'll send him an email. So I'll send them an email because I love playing at the Bedford Arms. Bloody great little place that is. And I met him and I met Jesper as well there. Actually, I must play one of Jesper's tracks one day. I'm playing one of his tracks for ages. And so impressed with their album is I'm going to play them to play two of their tracks. Now, the track that you heard at the first part of the podcast was Elizabeth Eye, and this track is a great little reggae track. Now, you might think, oh, it's a bit of a cheesy old reggae track, but I'll tell you what, once you've finished hearing it, you want to hear it again and again and again and again, and it's bloody brilliant. This is Cherry Tree and No Snow, No Alps and Cherry Tree.
Hello, my name is Andrew Foster, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Yeah, that's Andrew Foster, and that was No Snow, No Apps and Cherry Tree. Just a great little track. Now, I would say that that's very reminiscent of Madness, not just because it's reggae, but like the bass and the drums, where the bass and drums fit together, is very much like the Madness that I just mentioned then. Well, that's it, kids. That's all I've got this week. I've got, well, apart from one more track from me, but of course. Go onto the website, please, and just, I've played some fantastic music this week, and on the website there'll be links to all the bands that I've played. Go and sign up for their stuff. I mean, you get tracks to, you know, you often get free tracks and stuff. I'll tell you what, I've actually got a couple of the There's No Snow No Abstract albums, so if you want one, give us a shout and I'll send you a copy. All right, I'll send you a copy and I'll send you one of mine as well. I've got a couple of promo albums, so I've got a lot of albums here actually, so if you want anything, you give me a shout. I'll see you, right? Right, I think that's nearly it, isn't it? What have I mentioned? The website, and I've done that. Have a look at my videos if you're interested in guitar and stuff. Buy their albums. And I think that's about it. Right, now, demos. After the lovely Bobby Goods demo earlier on, I thought, well, I've got a bit of a demo as well that I've had around for a while, and I'll play you that to finish with, because to be honest with you, I want to save my voice for Tuesday for Scene'd, where I shall be singing, waxing lyrical and stuff like that, and so I'm going to save it for that. Anyway, this is a song I wrote. That's another one I wrote for my wife. Yeah. It's called Falling For You, and I will speak to you next week. Bye.
Stomach in the wall when I remember your smile. The blush begins whenever someone mentions your name, like I do all the while. I'm falling again. I'm falling. Phone to ring, though it's only 2 days since you called. But a day's a week, never a week away from you is torture. So be told, 'cause I'm falling again. 'Cause I'm falling. Thank you. I'm falling for you.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?